virus is out.
I repeat, the virus is out.
You're fired.
Look, sir, Troy.
Red people pit me at.
She was beautiful. She was young. She was innocent. She was the greatest piece of ass I've ever had, and I've had them all over the world.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Holy shit.
Don't just stare at it. Eat it.
I'm so excited, I could squirt.
Boom! Headshot!
Hey, what's up, everyone? It is MAGA Man, and I am one half of your wonderful host here at Game Tech Nation. It's a new podcast. I know you probably, we see a bunch of you have it downloaded or subscribed, I should say, and we haven't actually done a real show yet for you. So, yeah. So, we're supposed to do a show today. It is currently Thursday, the something or other. I have no idea when it is. The 26th. Just about 7:30, and we were supposed to be recording a show for the past hour, but the other host never showed up. I don't know where the hell he is. So what I wanted to do, because I see that there's a whole crap load of you guys subscribing to the podcast, and it's so far just been me going, hey, this is a test, and these are some of my other clips from the other podcasts that I do. So you guys have been subscribing, and the listener count or subscriber count has stayed, you know, at a level. So I'm like, yeah, I have to, we should record something. So what I'm going to do is a quick 10 minutes here, record it up, tell you quickly what we're going to do on the show, hopefully, if we can get our shit together, which hopefully we will do in the near future. But basically, this is going to be not only gaming, but like technology and just anything else that comes to mind. So we're just going to run with it. It's just going to go with the flow. It's going to be like a live radio show, except it's not live. Duh. But yeah, so like today I'm going to do 10 minutes. So exactly 10 minutes, it's done. We'll start off probably like an hour. We'll do like an hour straight and it'll be done. And one of the ways that you can tell it's going to be done is because what I have is like, this is all set up. So it's like automated. So at 10 minutes, it basically stops. So it's, you know, it's like a real radio show. We have to do it in a certain time and blah, 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 blah. So we just wanted to do that to, I don't know, just give it that real radio feel. So anything that happens, it's happening like right there on the spot. And yeah, so I'm also trying out some new recording software here that it's not giving me any meters and it's kind of pissing me off. And I'm going to have to find out why it's not doing that. But yeah, I have no idea. I'm just clicking on things now and it's just not doing anything. But so what's going on? What's going on in the news today? Well, actor Chris Penn actually just passed away a couple days ago. Kind of sucks. He was the voice of one of the police officers, Eddie Pulaski, actually, in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. So that kind of stinks. Some other things. I got to pull it up here. There's so much going on. I'm actually, like we said, I do a bunch of podcasts. I know Blitzen has helped out in the past. I do the XBL Radio podcast. You can go check that out, xblradio.com. Then we do this, of course, and then I also do some stuff for MMO Radio, and you can there. That's like a real station, 24 hours, 7 days a week, streaming music or some sort of show. And I'm one of the hosts of Game Time over there. It's a 2-hour talk show. Hopefully, we'll be expanding it. We want some more time because we always seem to run out of time or run over. So yeah, so that's over there, and. That's Thursday nights. That's actually, I'm going to be getting ready for that in just a little bit after I record, whatchamacallit, live on live for XBL Radio. So it's kind of crazy Thursday today, and freaking Blitzen didn't show up. So, yeah, I'm not even going to, you know what? I'm not even going to tell him that I did this and let him find out for himself. But, yeah, so let's see what else. It's DS. There's a new Nintendo DS coming out. That's pretty cool. It's light. It's DS Lite. I guess it's being dubbed. It's basically a smaller version of the DS. Not smaller by much. I guess it's thinner and stuff. I don't know. I don't have a DS. I'm done with Nintendo. I can't play that stuff anymore. Just, I don't know. It's too kiddy for me. I need to run around and kill people and stuff. What else is going on? Just your normal shit. That's what's going on in the video game industry, at least. Some stupid politician down in Texas wants to do some sort of new game law. where there's like crazy amount of tax. They want to get rid of like property tax in the state. So how do they do it? Let's tax violent games. So yeah. So basically they're trying to screw violent games in the state of Texas. So yeah, if you're in Texas listening, you might want to go and fight against that. Chances are they're not, it's not going to even make it to the governor's mansion or anything. So it's like, it's really not going to be a problem, but it's still the fact that there's some idiots out there that think that they should put 100% price sales tax right on video games that contain any form of human violence. It's like, what the hell? I don't know. That's ridiculous. You might as well put it on movies and everything else then. You know, and then just kill the whole entertainment industry. Good idea, people. Good idea. Speaking of entertainment industry, Disney has bought Pixar Animation, which is really cool. Hopefully that means we'll actually get some good Disney animated films. So far from what I've heard, I mean, and this just happened a matter of 2 days ago, but there's already reports that there's some major shaking up going on. I mean, there's been rumors of a Toy Story 3 in the works for a long time, and it was announced, I think, two years ago or something, about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, at a shareholders meeting that this was a Toy Story 3. The whole idea was Buzz is going to be recalled and brought back to Taiwan and whatever, and everyone's going to have to go save him. So, yeah, so that was like the whole story. But they, now that John Lasseter and that team is basically in control of Disney Animation, they said, you know what, nope, we're not doing it. Toy Story 3, there is no story going on. There is no work on it going on. And when it, I'm trying to pull up the thing here. I should have been ready to do this, but I'm like, you know what? I got like 10 minutes. Let me throw it together. John Lasseter, he's the new chief creative officer of the animation studios. So that's pretty cool. So he's like in charge of, basically in charge of all the creative parts. But he announced that Toy Story 3 production will end effectively Tuesday, which was the day he made the announcement. They said that sequels should only be made if there is a really good story that demands it and should be should be the domain of those who created the original film. So basically, you know, he wants to create the sequel if there's going to be one. Allegedly, there's rumors going on that he actually does have in mind how to do a Toy Story 3 sequel, and he has already the story and everything all planned out in his head. So we'll probably see another Toy Story movie, but still, it's very cool for Disney. You know, not only the company, they're going to be making a lot of money, but it's bringing in a lot of creative power back into the company. I mean, the last few years of Eisner's reign, he basically killed the animation department. People left, and it's like the only thing that was holding them together was the actual Pixar movies that they were putting out. And now that Pixar and Disney are one and the same, and that they're bringing in, you know, Lasseter to run the show and other people like that, you know, it's just one of those things that it's going to be really, really good for the company. And, all right, well, that is our two-minute warning music. So, yeah, whenever you hear that during the show, that means there's 2 minutes left. So it's kind of like a countdown. It's pretty cool. Like I said, we're doing this like a real radio show. But, yeah, so look for some good things coming out of Disney. Probably not this year, probably not next year. They're saying at least 3 years until everything starts really cranking out well, and they're going to start making a lot of money. So, but that is good. And, yeah, I'm happy to see that, being a former Disney employee myself. But, anyway, I am going to finish this up. I have a little bit less than a minute and a half to go. If you hear this tonight, Thursday the 26th, make sure you check out Game Time on MMO Radio. It's at 10 p.m. Eastern. Figure it out for the rest of the time zones, because I suck at time zones. Check out the XBL Radio podcast. We'll have our next show up, I hope, on the 1st. It looks like we're going to be having that up on the 1st. We can at least show up and do things on time, Blitzen, unlike you. But, yeah, so just keep it locked here to Game Tech Nation. We're going to be doing some new things, like some crazy things. We're just going to go out of control and do whatever we want, basically. So it'll be fun. You can check us out. GameTechNation.com is our website. Yeah, it basically sucks. We just threw it together type deal. So, don't expect much from it, but yeah, we'll have it up and running and have things up and running soon. And yeah, just tell your friends about it. I guess that's it. So yeah, I'm just gonna sit here and ramble. Tonight on Game Time, we have Alex Albrecht from Dignation and Swack. Swack is another MMO show that he does about Star Wars Galaxies. And yeah, so it ought to be fun. And we have a major guest coming on Game Time soon. But see you later.